Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Really going to make me have to work on a Saturday, aren't you? You're really going to make me work on a Saturday. It's April 2nd, people. April 2nd. If it's April 2nd, what does that make yesterday? Come on. Count backwards with me, class. Work with me. Work with me. That makes it April 1st. What is April 1st? It's April Fool's Day. Did you really think me, Sam Crowley, is going to buy three alpacas and then take 6 months away from what I love to do the most because I can't keep my mouth shut. I'm talking 24/7. Even in my sleep, I talk. Ask my wife. I'm always selling, always marketing, even in my sleep. Did you really think that I would raise alpacas? Now, if you did, that means I am one heck of a salesperson, convincingly so, which is kind of scary in and of itself. Let me put your mind at ease. If you did think I was going to take 6 months away from the Every Day is Saturday podcast, you're out of your mind, first of all. I would never stop podcasting. Well, I can't speak in absolutes. I guess if I get hit by a bus tomorrow, I would probably limit my podcasting. But I do not own alpacas. I am not taking a six-month leave. Sorry for you. And the gentleman in the UK who many years ago said there's something seriously wrong with this man. Definitely sorry for you that I'm not going to stop podcasting. It was April Fool's. You know, most of you caught on to it. It took about 4 seconds, and you knew that it was not a true story. Some of you, though, and you hit me up on Twitter, congratulated me on the alpacas. I got several emails congratulating me on the alpacas. Facebook, check out my personal page is wide open, as well as the Everyday Saturday page. But my personal page, lots of gullible people fell. Actually, what I did, though, here's what happened yesterday. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning. I know, 2:30 in the morning. Why was I up at 2:30 in the morning? Because little Spanky, our 19-month-old little miracle baby, decided to catch a really nasty cough cold, was up all night. So rather than sit there and just get up and suction every 2 minutes, I said to my wife, hey, why don't you get some sleep? You sleep till whatever, 7, because none of us had slept all night. And I will take Spanky downstairs. Her name's Susan. Just call her Spanky sometimes. And I'll just hang out with her. So I'm sitting there. It's 3 a.m., April 1st on a Friday. And I don't know why I got the – this is how weird. I'm incredibly strange, and I love that. Life is beautiful, man. Can I get an amen that life is beautiful? So many people take themselves so damn seriously. It's almost off-putting. I mean, it's like – I remember having a – I'll get back. I'm off the reservation already. I got to tell a story. I'm not going to name names, but I'm in – I'm not even going to name the state I was in, but I traveled to an event. And I'm talking to an individual who's a big-time internet marketer, makes a lot of money, really successful, owns so many assets and properties on the internet, just uber successful, almost, you would maybe categorize one of the early pioneers of internet marketing. And I remember meeting him at an event, and somebody asked him a question. I would never ask this question because, you know, I don't even care enough, but he talked about his legacy. Like, we were having a. It's not like we were on a panel because I've had that question asked even of me, which I laugh. I don't even know what my legacy. I think my legacy would be wearing a baseball hat and going shopping at Kroger. I don't even know. Mowing my lawn. I don't know what my legacy is. So somebody asked this guy a question. We're having a cup of coffee, just hanging out, dude. It's like chilled, like just like I don't know, having a bagel. We're at lunch, and somebody says, "Hey, so you know, what do you really like? What's your goal?" You know, something like that. Kind of casual, a little too deep even for coffee and a bagel talk at the table. But anyway, He's like, well, when I think of my legacy, I'm like, what? Who the hell asked about your legacy? What are you talking about, your legacy? We're having a cup of coffee, dude. What's your legacy? Cream and sugar? What is it? I don't even get it. And he goes on and on and on and on and on about what his legacy is going to be. And I'm looking at him like a dog, man. You could blew the damn dog whistle in my ear. I just tilt my head thinking, how did we get to this? Like, I hadn't even done the old, you know, getting the eye crushed out of the eye yet, waking up yet, and I'm looking at a guy talking about his legacy. It's just too heavy for me, man. It's way too heavy. Can we talk about the Bengals or something right now? I can't go here this quickly. So the point being, taking himself way too seriously. If you can, like, splurt out, whatever the hell the word I'm looking for, just splurge, what? Blurt out. Blurt out at 8 a.m. about your legacy. You got way too much time on your hand. You're thinking way too much about the man in the mirror. Okay? No need to be talking about the legacy. Quit taking yourself so seriously. Now, look, we all want to leave a legacy, and I'll be training on that, you know, inside the Everyday Saturday Academy. By the way, if you're not on my mailing list, you got to get on there. I've got a survey. I want your input on what topics you want to see covered inside the Everyday Saturday Academy. Guys, wait till you see the content created by you, for you. It's going to be amazing. Listen, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. The Everyday Saturday Academy is going to be for the entrepreneur, whether it's speaking, internet marketing, how to get your first sale, overcoming fear and adversity, creating massive momentum, you know, any type of software, anything that has to do with going for your dream. What's it like? Fear, anxiety, self-doubt, your past, money issues, not having support, people judging you, technical issues. How do you get social proof, clients, testimonials, how to get prospects, confidence, getting your first win? All of that is going to be inside the Everyday Saturday Academy. Man, I am creating so much video content the month of April. It's going to blow your mind. Hit me up on Twitter. What do you want to see? And if you want a link to the survey, just hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, and I'll just tweet the link back to you, okay? Anyway, I'm not raising alpacas. I don't even think – oh, so yesterday morning, it's 3 in the morning. Let me get finished the story, and I'll let you go, okay? And get on with your Saturday. I'm on Instagram. And so I don't even know. I'm just surfing. Like, it's 3 a.m. I got nothing going on, suctioning Susan, just hoping to God she gets 5 minutes of sleep. So I'm searching on Instagram, and I just see somebody with alpacas. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That'd be a great April Fool's joke. So I screenshot it on Instagram, edited the photo so it didn't look like it came from Instagram, put it up on my Facebook page, and wrote a whole story about the city of Loveland gave us a permit that we can have alpacas in our backyard. We've always wanted them. I named them Alden, Fritzy, and Doug, AFD. As in April Fool's Day. And I thought, I wonder if anyone's actually going to believe this. And people started liking it, congratulating me on my alpacas. I was like, damn, you thought that was for real? And then other people like, dude, come on, man. And then my sister, of course, ruined. She's such a Debbie Downer. Sue puts, you know, can't fool me, Sammy, April Fool's Day. So that kind of the gig was up. And then, of course, you guys were listening. You're tweeting me. Most of you saying, dude, get a life. Others are saying, congratulations. So here it is. I'm not taking a six-month hiatus. I'm not going anywhere. I'm creating massive content in the month of April to get you to your very own Saturday. And I'm going to be back and better than ever on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast, man. Life is beautiful. Have fun. Stay young. Drink the green smoothie, which is a bag of spinach, 90% water, 10% almond milk, a cup of berries. If you can't taste the taste of spinach, can't take that. Get healthy. Get after it. You're going to need the energy because we're going every day till we get to our Saturday. Are you with me? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.